Satan did his level best, and still we have the problem. He tried to make this trouble that's going on, he tried to make it be a race thing. That's what he tried. He tried to make it be a race thing. And many people are falling for it. But it's not a race thing. It's a heart thing. If you get your heart right, you get the love of God in your heart, you can love anybody. I don't care what color their skin. I don't care how they talk. I don't care what language they speak. The love of God, it's a heart thing. But he tried to make it be a race thing. And once you get it, once you, and it's sad that we have it, but we're help, but we're overcomers. It hadn't all overcome. That we have different, we are even describe ourselves as being different churches by colors. Sad, sad, sad. Ain't but one church, one family. That's all. Jews, I don't care if you're a Jew or Gentile, you're all in the same family. You don't try to put the bulldozer in the family with the car. You don't call it a car. You call it what it is, a dozer. And you don't call one car better than another because it, the color you painted. Every one of us that's human being on this earth got blood running through our veins. I don't care what color your skin is, the blood is red. I don't care if it's light, chocolate, or whatever color, a little darker, you know, that blood is red. And once we get this, that we all in the same family, and we all have the same rights. And this is what he did for us. And I'm quickly coming to a close. Galatians 1:4. Who gave himself for our sin. Galatians 1:4. Who did what? I'm reading this from the King James. Who gave himself for our sins. Why did he give himself for our sin? So we could become like him. Gave himself for our sin that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. He gave himself so we could be delivered from this present evil world. I've been delivered. This world do not control me. I'm in this world, you're in this world, but you're not of this world. Hello? Hallelujah. Paul wrote again in that same letter. He said in the second chapter and the 20th verse, for I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but what? Christ live in me. And the life that I now live, how do I live it? I live it by the faith of the Son of God. Notice what he said. I'm crucified with Christ. We're talking about the mystery. I'm crucified. Christ was crucified. I was crucified with him. Christ was raised from the dead. I was raised with him. And he became the firstborn from the dead. He became the seed of the new breed. I said he became the seed of the new breed. And everyone allowed that seed to be planted in them, they become like him. Hello, somebody. We become like him, Christ. So I'm crucified. That means he's no longer dead. I'm no longer dead. He's been raised from the dead. And I received that resurrection seed that was raised from the dead, so it raised me from the dead, and I'm alive just like he is. His life is in me, and the life that I'm now living is not my life, it's a life he gave me, and I let him live his life through me. and all of its fullness, richness, riches, power, anointing, authority. I let him live his life through me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we have become Christ's body. We are Christ's body. Who are we? Christ's body. And Christ Jesus has been raised and seated at the right hand of God. And Hebrews 1 and 8 says, God said to Jesus, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A sepulchre of righteousness is a sepulchre of thy kingdom. God has raised Jesus up, and we are that body of Jesus on earth to reign over all circumstances, opposition, works of evil, sickness and disease, poverty and lack, which we'll look at that later on the next time. But I want you to see, you have no need to be afraid. Build that inside of you. Put it before your eyes. Keep it in the midst of your heart. Let it not depart from your mouth. Do like Proverbs 4:20 says, my son, what? Attend to my word. Incline thy ear to my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are who? Life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. The word of God is health to your flesh, money in your pocket, strength in your life. And let me close with this statement. When the church, we get this revelation in our spirits, we operate in these things with divine revelation. I'm going to say it again. We don't operate our money with natural means. We attach divine revelation, divine faith to our transaction of sowing and reaping. We don't give our money and invest it like the world. When we do something, we attach our divine, our faith, which is divine, supernatural. We attach it to our money. And we take that supernatural faith and release that money and make it do what nature can't do. Amen. Did y'all hear me? And we don't live like natural people because we are not natural people when it comes to faith. There's something we do natural because we have to, but not this. We don't transact our business. We don't commune with God in the natural. He's not a natural God. This is the mystery. We release words of faith. We tell it, and we watch it come to pass.